Welcome to the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. Each day we will profile one politician and other government officials in a completely random order. You can follow us at pointedwords.com and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Now let's get started with today's profile of Brad Finstad, the representative from Minnesota's 1st District. Brad Finstad's biography. Brad Finstad, born on May 30, 1976, in New Ulm, Minnesota, is a lifelong advocate for rural communities and a passionate public servant representing Minnesota's 1st Congressional District. The son of farmers, Finstad grew up on his family's farm in southern Minnesota, where he developed a deep understanding of agricultural life and the challenges faced by rural families. This early connection to farming and community shaped his future in public service and policymaking. Finstad attended the University of Minnesota, where he earned a degree in agriculture education and political science. During his college years, he became deeply involved in community service and leadership programs, further solidifying his commitment to improving the lives of rural Americans. After graduating, he worked in agricultural policy and advocacy, helping farmers navigate regulatory challenges and advocating for policies that supported rural development. Brad Finstad's formal entry into politics came in 2002 when he was elected to the Minnesota House of Representatives, representing District 21B as a state legislator. Finstad focused on agricultural issues, rural economic development, and lowering taxes. He quickly earned a reputation for being a practical and solutions-oriented leader who understood the unique needs of his district. He served three terms in the Minnesota House, from 2003 to 2009, during which he was instrumental in advancing policies that benefited farmers and small businesses in rural Minnesota. After leaving the state legislature, Finstad continued his work in rural development. In 2017, he was appointed by President Donald Trump to serve as the USDA's State Director for Rural Development in Minnesota. In this role, Finstad oversaw initiatives to expand broadband access, improve rural healthcare facilities, and support infrastructure projects in small communities. His leadership at the USDA demonstrated his ability to deliver tangible results for rural residents and solidified his reputation as a dedicated advocate for agriculture and rural life. In 2022, following the passing of Congressman Jim Hagedorn, Finstad ran for and won the special election to represent Minnesota's 1st Congressional District in the U.S. House of Representatives. The district spans the southernmost part of the state, including cities like Rochester, Mankato, and Winona, and is heavily influenced by its agricultural roots. Finstad's campaign emphasized his deep ties to the region, his experience as a farmer and policymaker, and his commitment to addressing inflation, supporting family farms, and promoting economic growth. Today, as a member of Congress, Finstad serves on the House Agriculture Committee, where he continues to advocate for policies that support farmers and rural communities. His priorities include reducing regulatory burdens, addressing supply chain challenges, and expanding access to high-speed internet in rural areas. With his extensive background in agriculture and public service, Finstad remains a strong voice for the people of southern Minnesota. Brad Finstad, why people support him. Brad Finstad enjoys strong support from his constituents and colleagues, particularly those who value his deep connection to Minnesota's agricultural heritage and his commitment to rural development. One of the key reasons people support Finstad is his firsthand experience as a farmer. Having grown up on a family farm, he understands the unique challenges that farmers face, from navigating unpredictable weather to managing the rising costs of inputs like fertilizer and fuel. This personal connection to agriculture makes Finstad a relatable and trusted advocate for farming families in his district. As a member of the House Agriculture Committee, Finstad has been a vocal proponent of policies that benefit farmers and rural communities. He has worked to ensure that federal programs like crop insurance and disaster relief are accessible and effective for Minnesota's farmers. Supporters praise his efforts to reduce regulatory burdens that they feel hinder agricultural productivity and innovation. For example, Finstad has advocated for streamlining environmental regulations that can delay critical farming operations, arguing that a balanced approach is needed to protect both the environment and agricultural livelihoods. Finstad's commitment to rural broadband expansion is another reason for his widespread support. In today's digital age, reliable internet access is essential for education, healthcare, and business development. Yet many rural areas still lack adequate connectivity. Finsted has championed efforts to increase federal investment in broadband infrastructure, a move that supporters believe will help bridge the digital divide and create new opportunities for rural residents. Another area where Finsted has earned praise is his focus on addressing inflation and its impact on working families. As the cost of living continues to rise, Finsted has called for policies that reduce government spending and promote economic stability. Supporters view him as a pragmatic leader who prioritizes fiscal responsibility and understands the economic pressures facing his constituents. Finsted's track record on rural healthcare has also resonated with voters. Recognizing the unique challenges faced by small-town hospitals and clinics, he has supported initiatives to increase funding for rural healthcare providers and expand access to telehealth services. His efforts to address workforce shortages in the healthcare sector have been particularly appreciated by constituents who live in medically underserved areas. Socially, Finsted's conservative values align closely with those of many voters in his district. He has been a consistent advocate for pro-life policies and Second Amendment rights, earning the support of organizations and individuals who prioritize these issues. Supporters view him as a principled leader who stays true to his beliefs while also working collaboratively to find common ground on important policy matters. Finsted's approachable and down-to-earth demeanor is another reason why many people support him. He frequently meets with constituents through town halls, farm visits, and community events, taking the time to listen to their concerns and share his vision for the district. This accessibility and willingness to engage directly with voters have made him a trusted representative for Southern Minnesota. Brad Finsted, why people don't support him. While Brad Finsted has a strong base of support, he is not without critics. One area of contention is his stance on environmental regulations. While Finsted argues that reducing regulatory burdens is essential for agricultural productivity, some opponents feel that his approach prioritizes short-term economic gains over long-term environmental sustainability. Critics argue that more stringent protections are needed to address issues like soil erosion, water quality, and the impacts of climate change on farming. Finsted's focus on fiscal conservatism has also drawn criticism from those who believe that government spending is necessary to address pressing issues like infrastructure and education. Opponents argue that his emphasis on reducing government intervention may limit the federal resources available to tackle systemic challenges in southern Minnesota, such as aging transportation networks and underfunded schools. Another point of criticism is Finsted's alignment with conservative social policies, particularly his pro-life stance and his opposition to expanding certain LGBTQ+ rights. While these positions resonate with many voters in his district, they have sparked opposition from more progressive constituents who feel that Finsted's policies do not reflect the diversity of perspectives within the 1st District. Finsted's voting record on healthcare has also been a subject of debate. While he has supported measures to expand access to rural healthcare, critics argue that his opposition to certain federal programs, such as the Affordable Care Act, may undermine broader efforts to improve healthcare access and affordability. Opponents contend that a more comprehensive approach is needed to address the systemic challenges facing the healthcare system. Additionally, Finsted's ties to agricultural interests have raised questions about potential conflicts of interest. Some critics worry that his close relationship with large agribusinesses may influence his policy decisions, potentially prioritizing corporate interests over the needs of small, independent farmers. Finally, Finsted's approach to inflation and economic policy has sparked debate. While supporters view his focus on reducing government spending as a necessary step toward economic stability, opponents argue that this approach does not address the root causes of inflation, such as supply chain disruptions and corporate pricing practices. They believe that a more nuanced strategy is needed to support working families and small businesses during challenging economic times. Despite these critiques, Finsted remains a respected figure among his supporters, who see him as a dedicated advocate for rural communities and a principled leader committed to addressing the challenges facing southern Minnesota. Thanks for listening, and remember to join us at Pointed Words.